Here we are then. It's a Monday. It's damp and it's miserable, but we've had the most wonderful weekend, so we're not going to let the weather affect us. Seem to have a bit of an issue with our guest's microphone this morning for some reason. I'm just going to have a little play over there. Just want to tell us what we're going to be doing today, Shirley. Okay, over to you, Dame Shirley.
We're going to be talking about Crocs that you wear on your feet, and what sort to do with shoes, and what you should have, this, that, the other, and water.
No, we're still humming over here. Look.
Oh, you're humming still,
yeah,
are you?
Still
oh
humming.
Dear, what can I talk about now? Have you got it in yet? I'm just trying to think. Well, it's shoes. If you've got aches and pains, sometimes it's because you're wearing the wrong shoes. And you don't have to have a shower every day.
We've got a problem with Jason's. Can you just talk into that microphone, Jason? See if it works.
Hello, I'm here.
Yeah, there's a bit of a hum on that for some reason. I don't know why, but someone's been fiddling around with the microphone. We've got a bit of a hum. You hum this morning,
No,
it's funny.
It's
funny. It's funny because you made that joke about they're not showering last time you were in.
Yes.
And anyway, look, you're still humming a little bit. So what we're going to do is just going to let the music play for a moment, and we're going to try and sort this out, okay? Fingers crossed, that should have worked. And don't keep breaking that microphone. You're too close. Back off.
Sorry.
Back a bit more. That's it. It's lovely. That's it. That's where you should be.
All right. I'll be shouting.
Coming in here, breaking the microphone. Who do you think you are? Who are you?
He thinks it's a tome.
Who are you?
Who am
Just
I?
Just introduce yourself. Come on, Jason. Who are you?
Okay.
What do
Jason
you do?
Mansell.
Yeah.
I'm a chiropodist. I've since learned to make shoes. In between that, I've sold wider, deeper, better fitting shoes for lots of different feet and people, obviously. I'm interested in other things to help people that come in with health, really, like pain, water, minerals. I do some electrotherapy, which I perhaps haven't mentioned before. So.
Okay, and you don't shower very often. Is that right?
I can't remember the last time.
You can't remember the last time you had a shower?
No, no.
So. Do you have a bath?
No.
Right. This is why, we made a joke about it earlier on. That was where the humming gag
came
in.
Really?
There was a hum on the microphone for some reason. We fixed it now. And Shirley said something about you humming as well.
No, he doesn't.
But you don't.
It was a microphone.
How is it you don't smell, not nasty anyway. I can't smell anything.
Can you? Do you want to have a sniff?
No, thank you.
Because let's be honest, we're in quite a small space here, and if you did
you'd
win,
know.
We'd know.
Yeah. You'd know by now.
So
oh, yes.
we're intrigued. You don't shower, you don't bath. What do you do?
Well, as I was saying earlier, I do wash the old fundamentals, but...
I've never heard it called the fundamentals, but I'm using it. I'm making a note of that.
Yeah.
The fundamentals.
I would say that, really, by drinking the sort of water that I drink, and where it's filtered so, so well, it takes out so much stuff, if you like, that I think most people smell because of the bits and pieces they pick up in their water. I know it sounds a bit bizarre, but I've certainly proved it. So when I'm talking about how I treat the water, I put it through a super duper machine, and it takes all the lumpy bumpy bits out, like a charcoal filter would take out, I don't know, a bit of plastic, a bit of rust, a bit of this and that.
Right.
And the calcium and magnesium, otherwise known as the lime scale, because you know the Arnhem's water is quite chalky, isn't it?
Mm.
You've only got to look at your kettle to think about what forms in the kettle when you boil it. That's obviously going in us, isn't it? So by filtering all that stuff out, taking out some of the minerals, and then remineralising after the water's been treated, I reckon that's why I don't smell.
How do you...
Do it.
Yeah.
Hang on, this is quite intriguing, actually.
It is.
So, do you use soap?
Well, as a kid, I had terrible skin, really, really sensitive skin, so I couldn't use, and I probably still can't use, Imperial Leather and other soaps. So I've used Dove. Mm. I found Dove to be the nicest.
We use Dove.
Dove as well. Yes.
So isn't that all commercial? It's Camé, and they rub on
Oh, no,
Camé,
yeah.
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 So you have to use a specific soap with certain things in.
Well, I used to, but because I've been drinking this super water, then things are better. For instance, we had a dishwasher and it broke, so I'm washing up again.
Aww.
Now, yeah. Anyway, I used to have very dry skin, even when I... I used to have dry skin.
Mm.
And with the fairy liquid, because it's quite powerful, it's very good at doing what it's supposed to do, but it's a bit hard on the old skin, isn't it? So I found that... and my wife, her hands would... be horrible, really.
Right.
I'd cut. So this water gives you the hydration, and I'll explain more in a bit. It gives you the hydration that your skin and everything else needs, it seems. Because my skin is great now.
So what you're saying, you don't need the soap anymore?
No, I do use basic soap.
Right.
Yeah. And I may well be able to use those powerful soaps I used to use, which did affect me.
Okay.
But I haven't lately, but now I think...
So, do you soap all over your body now, then, or not? I mean, if you don't shower...
She's back to that.
This is all an experiment, isn't it? When I write my book, it'll all be in there.
Right, okay.
if I was doing something arduous in the garden, for instance...
Yeah.
I don't bother with the gym these days, because I've got a big garden and that's good enough for me. So, anyway, if you get sweaty...
Yeah.
Then what I do is wipe off and then obviously reclothe at some point. But I don't go and wash it off.
You see, your skin is very, very soft. So it looks soft on the face, doesn't it, Ian?
Yeah.
It does, very.
Yeah.
You don't look the 55 years old that you are. You do. I mean, we said last week, you look a lot better than you did a year ago, because you came in and did something about a year or so ago, didn't you?
Yeah,
and you do look younger, and you've lost a load of weight as well.
Yeah. Well, that has helped.
But what is this super... I mean, water's water, isn't it?
Okay, well... If you were to take out all the bits and pieces in the water, that includes some of the chemicals that are put in to cleanse the water, obviously, then your droplets are going to be much smaller. So, in other words, if you had a glass of water... Well, I'll tell you what I did. I did an experiment. I put 4 drops of of olive oil into a glass of tap water, and I'd put 4 drops of olive oil into a glass of distilled water. Now, when you stir it... Of course, the oil is going to go round and round, isn't it? The distilled water, the oil started to disappear. Now, that tells me, or confirms, if you like, that the distilled water is not saturated and there's space for that oil to disappear into. And I remember at school, we did an experiment where you put sugar in a tumbler full of water and you put more sugar in and more sugar in, and then up to the point where you could see the sugar... forming on the bottom of the glass, so it would not accept any more material, if you like.
Mm.
So I think, okay, the water's clean enough to drink, I'm not saying it isn't, but it has got things in it, as opposed to distilled water or purified water. So therefore, the droplets are smaller, so when you drink purified water, you're going to ingest the water droplets. It's called intracellular, and that makes sense, doesn't it? You know, the water gets in your tissues better. And also, if you drink water and you have quite a big glass of it, people often feel bloated.
Mm.
Well, you wouldn't with treated water, because you'd ingest more comfortably, if you like.
So do you think with this water it would help with cholesterol?
Probably, because your body's going to work better.
Yeah.
I should have brought my super duper technical book, shouldn't I, really? But there's many ways to help the body work more efficiently, and hydration is definitely one, because your kidneys are your filters, they fight toxins, they put a strain on the heart if they've got lots to do. If you were to drink more water, and nice water, that takes the strain off the kidneys, which takes the strain off the heart, so things will work more efficiently.
Okay, look, we've still got that hum on that microphone, all right? And I've got a funny feeling, you're too close to it and you just bang the cable. We seem to have a faulty lead. So what we're going to do is we're going to come around now, I'm going to move you back, all right? I'm going to push you in the chest and move you back, all right? Don't be offended.
Okay,
all right? Sorry, mate, you can't come in.
You can have a sniff as well.
While I'm there, I'm going to check you out. Don't you worry, okay? So just bear with us. Hopefully, fingers crossed. You won't touch that microphone anymore, will you?
Okay.
All right? You broke it.
You're a
big
good boy, Jason.
I won't touch it.
Be a bill for it, Jason.
If I do, you could send me a cable.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. All right. Anyway, look, Jason's in. We're talking about all sorts of things. I'm intrigued. We're going to talk about the feet in a mo. But I'm more intrigued to talk about this water thing, because I don't really... Are you understanding any of this? Because a lot of it's going over my head.
A little bit. Because I think it'll help your cholesterol by what... Jason was saying about when he put the oil in the water, you know, the droplets and that, because your cholesterol is all to do with your fat,
yeah,
in your tissues, in your body.
Do you understand that then?
A little bit.
A little bit.
A little bit.
Because I think to myself, okay, we get our water from White Crystal. It's lovely water. Okay, don't have a problem with it at all. We get our lovely water from White Crystal, and you said, oh, I suppose we'll have to have some of this. What was it you said?
Ropey.
How can you say that? What's ropey about?
Well,
it?
I was only joking.
You're drinking it though. So what's the difference between what the stuff that you drink normally and that then?
Well, I forgot to prepare some of my own.
Yeah, but what is the difference between the two?
I don't know. Actually, I do know that. How the water that I drink is filtered, because I understand the machinery of it. So, I mean, that's nice water, isn't it? It is. You know.
So what about the water you buy from the shops in the bottles? Is that different to the water that you have?
Well, the thing is, there's lots of different water. It sounds crazy, doesn't it? Now, that bottle you've got over there,
that is a
leading brand.
Yeah,
which I've drunk before. And I probably would still drink it if somebody offered it to me.
It's drawn from organic land.
Yeah.
This water.
Okay. The only big problem with that is you've got it in a plastic container, haven't you?
But they all come in plastic containers. So the one out there that you're drinking now is in a plastic container.
Oh, well, that one out there is actually a BPA-free plastic container.
Oh, right, yeah.
Probably.
Yeah.
It's blue, isn't it? Or light blue.
Yeah. I've actually put it in my bottle.
Okay.
From there, yeah.
Now... There are theories, and this is quite a common thing, that there's a chemical in plastic called bisphenol A, or bisphenol A, which has been linked to breast cancer.
Right.
And what they say is, ideally, keep it out of sunlight, especially if it gets warm. The estrogen, which I think is the bisphenol A, leaches out into the water. So... plastic is not the best material to hold water.
You can buy bottles of water in glass bottles as well. So is that better for you than
the
plastic one?
Definitely.
Yeah.
I keep mine in a glass container disguised as an old port bottle.
Right.
Basically because it's got a cork stopper and there's no metal to degrade on the top when you screw the top, because I found this out. And of course it's glass, so it's the best material to hold water in. And why... Do they tint bottles? Well, it's obviously to protect the ingredient, isn't it? So wine and so on. They tint the bottles, don't they?
Well, and you think that's because of?
Well, I think the reason why they're glass and brown bottles, it's to protect the contents anyway.
Mm.
But going back to the plastic bottle, it's not ideal. And you shouldn't, apparently, reuse the same bottle. And I've actually read a report as well that the adhesive on the label can actually get into the plastic and then into the water.
Hang on, this is quite sort of some serious stuff here. So let's just deal with the first thing. You said that the plastic bottles are tinted, and they're tinted for a reason.
Now, I was talking about wine bottles there, just to illustrate that the contents of a glass container wants to be protected, and that's why they're tinted. So by having a plastic bottle with no tinting whatsoever, the sun's rays on that water will change things. I'm not an absolute expert on what, but...
Okay, that's fascinating. But even more fascinating is the label that's on the outside of their bottle.
Could
contaminate what's inside.
That's right. Yeah.
Is that? Do you have any proof of this? I mean, is it?
Well, I've read loads of things. I've had lots of stories told me. So I've picked up my information from here, there, and everywhere.
Right.
And that is a report I do remember reading about. Yeah.
Because I don't believe you. I'm not. Because I'm thinking. Did you start talking about statins, or you were going to start talking about statins?
Well, my cholesterol's gone a bit high, and I've got to get it down.
And the news today is
they're
saying that it's not bad for you.
But there is good and bad statin.
What do you believe?
I don't know.
I mean, you know,
I don't know. But do you know the first thing in here? This is the first ingredient, what they put on a bottle or tin, is the one they've got the most of, isn't it? Well, on this bottle of water, it's got bicarbonate. That is 150, that's mostly bicarbonate in there, so I don't understand that.
Well, as I say, the stuff you buy in a bottle from a bottling firm is supposed to be nice water, isn't it? But
we think it is, yeah.
But that's right. So, not wishing to put any companies down in any way, shape or form, what I do is I'd prefer to talk about the water that I drink, whereby it goes through these filters to take out this, that and the other. So, anyway, going back to the plastic bottle, if you, and I've done this myself, leave a bottle of water on the back seat of the car and sunlight gets on it, tastes disgusting.
Yes.
Doesn't it?
Yes.
It tastes horrible.
Yeah.
And there's probable proof, really, of something that's getting into the water somehow, because why the hell did it taste like that? So don't reuse that. Get yourself a bottle.
I do every week.
how long have you been like thinking this way? How long have you been like you hang on, because you're now thinking seriously about what you're putting into your body. How long have you been doing this?
Since 2002.
It
started when I got a surgery at Fragile Willis dentist in Ventnor. I spilt some water on the stainless steel sink. We'd got two in that room. One, a porcelain sink for washing your hands, and the stainless sink for other operations. And I thought, right, I'm in a rush. I'll deal with that tomorrow. And I thought, oh, that'll dry chalky white, yellowy white, because of the limescale in the water. Because I lived up the road at the time, and that's exactly what happened there. And when I went in the following day, I thought, oh, that's interesting. I can see the outline of the droplets that I'd spilt.
Yeah.
But I couldn't see any white or yellow chalky evidence. And I thought they must have some sort of filter. Anyway, I looked and I found a big magnet above the stopcock. And it's called a SESI elliptic magnet. And what that does is it suspends the calcium and magnesium in the water. Anyway, by doing that, it softens the water and it tastes better.
Right.
So I've been interested in 2002, and after that, I've experimented and dabbled with magnets and.
So, is there any symptoms? Would we have some sort of symptoms if we're drinking normal water? That would come out in our body.
Okay.
You know?
Can we just ascertain what normal water would be? Yeah. Is normal water out of the tap?
I don't know. Yeah.
Is it you know, bottled water? What would you say is normal water?
Well, now, I used to go on holiday.
Because I just thought there was water, and there was water.
Yeah.
And now there's like all sorts of water isn't there?
Yeah, there are. Now, when I used to go to North Wales on holiday, the water there was incredibly soft.
Yes.
You'd only got to show it the soap, and like you'd have a lather, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
It wasn't. I didn't like the taste of it much then, but then I was a kid. So now I probably would appreciate it. Mm. So the water on the island, for instance, is a different water. The water in the Midlands is a different water.
It is, yeah.
People that come in the surgery that have moved over from the mainland, they say, oh, this water's nicer than where we come from. And actually, when I started visiting in 2002, I was used to have a spot of water at people's houses instead of a cup of tea or similar. And the water tasted different from one area to another. And where I live in St Lawrence, the water is... It stinks, actually. You can actually smell the chemicals in the water.
What, when it comes out of the tap?
Yeah.
Crikey.
It really does.
Have you phoned them up and said, oi, can you sort this? Well, are you paying for it? We laugh, but we're paying for it, aren't we?
Yeah. We've got our meters,
I've not bothered because one or two people have done that and they haven't really got very far. They've had a test and they've said, yeah, it's all right. And, you know, you're expected to accept that.
I'm surprised at you because you are more like, you know, you seem to be very switched on about it and you're very accepting of, hey, this is a problem. I would say if you stood up to them and said, hey, look, you need to sort this out because there is an issue with it, that means they've got to go back and they've got to sort it out or at least have a look at it. So surely you should do something.
Well,
I
think what they would say, it's acceptable industry standard or whatever the terminology would be. But I reckon where my water comes from, it's from a reservoir downland from a farm. And I reckon possibly they might put a few more chemicals in to counteract from any seepage from the land, perhaps.
See, that's a reason why you should maybe tackle it, maybe get on board with it and just sort of say and see it through. And say, hey, look, this isn't right. You're paying for this. It should be, it should be this quality. If it's not, and I'm not saying it isn't, but you're being very accepting. But I look at that and think, right, okay, so you've got this pipe that's feeding your house with water, but you don't drink that water, or do you?
No.
So, you go and drink other water, which comes from where?
Well, I purify it in a machine.
So you get their tap water and purify it?
Well, no, I don't drink anybody else's water. I meant me own.
So where'd you get it from, the water?
Well, I've got a machine in the shop. No, so it's a normal water supply.
It's normal water?
Yeah.
Right, from the tap?
That's right,
that goes into your machine?
Yeah.
Right, but not your water from St Lawrence?
I've got a standalone machine at home as well. So the one at the shop's plumbed in, which is easy to do anyway.
Right.
And you just press the buttons and it delivers water, whether it's acid, alkaline or pure.
So where's that coming from then?
Well, it's coming from Southern Water's tap, I suppose.
Right, okay. It's their water. You turn their water into your water.
Oh, yeah, that's right, yeah.
What do you call your water?
Well, it's alkalised.
You just say it's alkalised
water?
Well,
it's filtered, mineralised, alkalised water, yeah.
Okay, it's kind of interesting. I just want to clear up a couple of things. You say you take their water, and you're talking about your premises. That's premises in Shanklin, and your premises in St Lawrence. You still use the water from the tap at both venues, both places.
That's right.
Yeah, and you put it through this machine which you've got. Yeah. Which is, what's the name of the machine?
Well, I've got two. The one at the shop is a really nice one, really 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 good one. That's called a Life Ioniser.
Right.
And the other one is Nikon, and it's a Pimag waterfall.
Yeah, of course it is, yeah.
Yeah? So the one that's plumbed in is, if you like, the Rolls-Royce, really. It produces acid, alkaline and pure water.
Right.
So I drink the alkaline water, and if anybody comes in with an itch or a skin condition, you can treat skin conditions with this other water. Acid water, actually, but it's not going to burn a hole.
When you say treat it, is that you don't drink it, you rub it on where the...
Oh, you wouldn't drink it, no. That's right, you'd put it on the skin, and so I've done it many times.
Oh, you don't drink it?
Not the acid water, no.
Right.
So the machine produces three types of water and different grades of acid and alkaline, different strengths. So let's keep it simple. You've got alkaline water for drinking and cooking with, and if you can, wash with it. You can actually have a whole house system where it purifies.
Right.
In fact, thinking of the toilet, you know, it can look a bit stained, can't it?
Yeah.
Limescale.
Yeah. Not an RS.
No, bleach.
My wife cleans it every week.
Well, yeah.
Fail. No worries whatsoever.
But acid water, the Japanese use acid water for sanitation. So if I put enough acid water down that toilet, it would cleanse it.
Right.
Quite. It would get rid of that limescale staining. So anyway, drink alkaline and acid for skin conditions and sanitation, but right. I'm not too sure how far you'd go with that.
Have you got different machines for different water then? You've got a machine that you can drink the water, and you've got a machine that you do other things with it. Am I right?
Yeah, I've got two. I'm showing off, really.
You have got, I thought it was one machine that did three things.
Yeah.
Well,
you've got three machines. You are showing off. Is this going to catch on? Because it sounds a bit like the you know, that rubbish goes into that colour bin, that one goes in that one, that
that's
one.
That's right.
You know, is this going to catch? Is this going to be? Cause it sounds a bit difficult, doesn't it?
It can be quite easy.
Well, can we come and stay for a weekend and test it, test it?
Or bring us a sample in.
Well, let's just think. I saw a lady last week from Huddersfield. She comes over every year for a holiday.
Right.
And she bought a Nikon. What's it called? Pimax sports bottle, which is a smaller version. So it's bigger than that one on the table there.
Right.
So it's about a litre in size. And you just fill it up under any old tap and it will filter it and alkalise it. And it's not plastic, it's resin, by the way. So it's really, really healthy. Now you can drink that on the go, anywhere. This lady, she bought one, and she's from Huddersfield, where the water is quite nice, because I remember I've been up there a few times. And I said, how are you getting on with the water? How do you like the water? She said, oh, I love it. I really like it. And then somebody asked, who was it? Somebody came in the other day, they bought one, and they said, oh yeah, I really, really, really like that water.
But what to drink?
Yeah, yeah.
And can you tell the difference, Jason, with that water there that you've just taken out of our, than your own water at
I
home
can,
then?
You yeah.
can.
That's better than the tap, much better than the tap.
Yeah, yeah.
But not quite the same.
Yeah, but Jason, what year is it?
This year.
Yeah.
This water there, it's a vintage, isn't it? It's not 2014.
So you like that then? That's all right then?
Well,
that will pass the test.
Let's have another spot.
This won't hurt us, will it? But I mustn't keep using my plastic bottle.
It's nice, that, isn't it? It's not bad.
Yes, it's
not
quite, bad. I find it quite nice.
It's smooth.
Yeah. Yeah.
That'd be funny. It's water, isn't it? How can you tell the difference?
Well,
it's smooth.
If you... I've got a distiller because... You use deionized or distilled water when you want to sterilise in an autoclave, which is a device you'd use in medical profession. So dentists use that, and they cannot use tap water because it would clog up. So the point is, you remove that clogging material, which is limescale, really.
Right.
And when I started drinking distilled water, I found it was like drinking velvet almost, liquid velvet. It was incredibly smooth. It didn't taste brilliant, but it was incredibly smooth, and that tastes smooth, but it's not quite as smooth as distilling the water.
So that stuff, that distilled water stuff, is the stuff that you would put into a battery.
I was just going to say, don't go to Halfords and buy a few bottles from there because it's not quite the same. But it's similar, yeah.
Similar,
yeah.
But when you say don't do that, is that dangerous?
Well, you got it in a BPA plastic bottle, haven't you? That's a problem.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
So is it drinkable then?
No.
It's not?
No.
Only because it's in that plastic bottle?
Mainly.
Mainly?
Yeah, there might be other reasons.
Okay.
It probably says don't drink it.
Do you put it in an iron as well?
Yeah. Well, that's it.
Yeah.
For the same reason, you would not want the limescale to clog up the iron.
So, hang on, we're talking about distilled water. Is there a difference between certain distilled waters then? So that we're clear. So that anybody listening now thinking, oh, there's some distilled water. Jason said, that's really nice. That is just like velvet. Let's have some of that. You can't. Because it will do you some damage.
Well, what they say is if you distill water, you remove some of the minerals which they say you need. Right. Well, you get your minerals from your fruit and veg. But you could argue about the strength of the fruit and veg these days, which is not what it was. And obviously, if you grow your own, you can taste the difference, can't you?
Yes.
So that's the main reason why they don't...
But we all wash it under our tap water, though, don't we?
You know,
the fruit.
I'll tell you about an experiment I did that in a minute.
Okay, it's fascinating. I mean, we're learning a lot. What we don't want to do, though, is frighten anybody. We don't want to do is, you know, just go back and clear up a few things as well, because I'm still unsure. And if I'm unsure, there may be a few people out there that are thinking, hang on a minute, this distilled water that you put in a battery, can I drink it or not? Should I drink it or not? Are the two the same?
Well, I wouldn't drink it because, firstly, it's in that plastic bottle, which is not the healthiest of plastic. So you don't want to do that for that reason.
Okay.
And secondly, there are no minerals in it. So the water we drink has got minerals in, which we need for our basic bodily functions. And there might be another reason, but I don't know, to be honest.
Okay. So, and the other thing about distilled water, have you got any dehumidifiers in your house? And you get, so what water is that? Is that distilled water?
Oh, that's an interesting point. Now, ladies,
I know, I'm very good.
Yeah. Well, I've picked up lots of tips and lots of comments, and I've put it all together. It all makes sense to me. Now, one lady said to me, she said, "Oh, my cat loves to drink the condensation off the window."
Mm.
And I thought, oh, blimey, I bet that stinks in that bedroom.
Yeah. Because it makes a mess on your windows too.
Well,
isn't it?
I mean, it's not, yeah. So anyway, what cats and dogs, they don't like tap water compared to a puddle or rainwater,
yeah,
do they?
Yeah.
Right? And why is that? Because they can probably tell or taste the chemicals in the water, which the humans can accept, but animals are more sensitive. So that was one tip. Now, the water on the window was filtered via the person in that room.
Right.
So it's gone in the body, and it's come out the body. It's vapor it's vapor from the breath and perspiration from the body, isn't it? So we have acted like a sponge there, and that water on the window is probably pure.
Hang on,
but
doctor,
I don't fancy that.
Hang on, doctor. So the stuff on the windows, when you wake up the next day, just say, for instance, you've had a night of it, and you've had a, you know, and you've steamed up the windows.
Oh, well.
that is from us.
Well, it would be, wouldn't it? Any condensation on the window would be...
Oh, that's come out of our bodies, and it's on the windows.
Yeah. That's why we don't get any condensation.
Okay.
Because you've got the window open, or you don't breathe.
Now, just back up about the cats. We've got two cats, and we're forever looking at... Because we think Dave's dopey. Okay, we think he's a bit, because he's got this sort of simple look about him, and we just think he's a little bit simple. How can he have a simple cat? Well, he is. He's not as clever as the other one, and we very often have put water out in a bowl from the tap, put it down, but he'd go out and he'd lick a puddle.
Yeah.
I mean, when you think of it, you think he's gone out and lick a puddle. What's the matter with this cat?
Our dog does that.
Well, there we are. So rainwater.
Yes.
So
yes.
You're right.
Another chap said to me once, he was born on the island, went to Australia. And he came back, he was visiting his mother, and I saw his mother at the time. And he said, "Do you want a drink?" And I said, "Well, I wouldn't mind some water, please." And he said, okay. Anyway, he gave me this water at the tap. This was ages ago. And I thought, well, I'll just have a couple of sips. And he said, "I wouldn't drink that." He said, "I'd drink rainwater." And I said, "Oh, yeah, why is that?" And he explained the same sort of thing, really, that he preferred...
There's nothing in rainwater.
The natural rainwater.
Yeah.
Now... Remember in the 80s when we were told about acid rain? Well,
Peter Gabriel did a song about it.
Did he?
Yeah.
Yes.
The red rain, he called it.
I don't think I remember that.
Well, it was. It was on top of the cars, wasn't it?
Well, what, this song?
It's like red. No, not the song.
So anyway, I think I'd prefer if I was in the middle of wilderness somewhere, if you like, and I couldn't drink tap water, I'd certainly drink rainwater.
Yeah.
Okay.
See, our dog does that into the bird bath. She go and lick that water because it's rainwater.
See,
it's
really strange because if we fill it, and I've watched them do it. When I water the garden, I always make sure that the cats have got their bowls outside, because they've got about bowl inside, bowl outside, bowl inside, bowl outside. One's the tap water on the inside, and it comes off the roof and goes into this thing, and I always fill it up, so it doesn't have tap water outside, but it drinks that, and it drinks a lot of it as well. Inside the bowl is always full. Now I can go back and I can say to the wife, she won't be like this, because I'll be telling her something she don't know. And when it comes down to cats, you know, she likes to think she knows everything.
Oh,
but
okay.
I'm going to have to say, do you know what, love? Don't fill it up from the tap anymore. If you want something, take it from the water outside, because they'll drink that. Have you noticed that they ain't drinking that? And I'll be honest with you, you make a good point about the whitey scum and powdery. As the water goes down, you can see a mark around the outside of it.
Yeah.
That's coming from the tap. And you don't have that outside. In the bowl outside, you don't have that. So take your point on that.
Yeah.
Well, what also, I don't know what it is, but you do get like a black slimy stuff in the tap. in the water supply. I don't know what it is.
The black slime? I've never seen any black slimy stuff.
Okay, well, in the ensuite at home, I pulled the fitting out of the plug hole at once, and to retrieve some hair. Mm. Anyway, there's this black slimy stuff. Well, where the hell has that come from? That's obviously come in the water somehow.
Yeah.
So I don't know what that is. But I do know that one of the machines I was talking about, you can take the lid off. This is the Japanese Super Duper standalone. And it's got four filters, but you can take the top off the first stage and you can detect a sliminess in the water, on the filter. So that's come from somewhere in the water. Of course, it's filtered. By the time you drink it, it's not there.
Mm.
But, yeah, beware of black slime.
Right. Okay, look, we're gonna take a break, and then we'll come back and we'll chat some. We want to chat about feet as well. But it's honestly fascinating. I mean, what we don't want to do is scare anybody and make them do the wrong thing. Are you anything you're not sure about, Shirley? Because I don't want you to go home and poison yourself. I don't want to go home and don't get any of that distilled water. I think it's from the shed and start drinking it, because you can't. All right.
I wouldn't say don't buy any bottled water, but certainly keep it out of daylight. Don't put it in the fridge, because that's another issue.
When it gets hot, you get cold water, yeah?
All right, then, put it in the fridge, but don't drink it straight out the fridge. Let it warm slightly, because I used to know a German surgeon, and I went for a beer with him once, and he said, do you want it at the fridge or room temperature? I said, I'll have it at the fridge, because drinking lager, that's what you do. I don't normally drink lager.
Mm.
So he handed me this tin of Foster's, and he took his off the shelf, and I said, are you not having yours out in the fridge? He said, I wouldn't do that to my stomach. And this was a surgeon who knew what he was talking about. So my tip is keep it out of sunlight. And if you've got to drink a bottle of water, yeah, mostly it's better than the tap. Don't put it in the sun and don't have it too cold.
Don't reuse
the container.
Hang on a sec, because I've got one of those things you fill up in the fridge and you've got the tap on the outside there.
It's quite a subject, isn't it?
We shouldn't do that then.
Mm.
Well, or... don't know, but I mean...
Look at how healthy I am.
Well, you're looking nearly as good as me, don't you?
Well, I'm 51. I mean, it's a bit worrying when a surgeon says that. You think, well, hang on a minute.
Yeah.
So that was beer that you're talking about, though?
Well, it was the temperature of the liquid, whether it was water or beer, that came out of the fridge. You shouldn't drink it too cold, because it will shock, won't it? It'll rapidly change the body.
Yeah.
So that is pretty cool.
Oh, that's the alcohol that changes.
Well,
yeah.
Well, it was any Foster's, not that.
Yeah, well, that's interesting, and that's the surgeon that said that.
I've picked up loads of tips like that. Yeah.
So do you now not drink cold beer then?
Not that cold.
Oh.
No, definitely not that cold. No.
Right.
You've
kind of trusted this guy then.
Oh, he knew what he was talking about.
Is there scientific evidence that you shouldn't drink really cold beer then, or really cold water?
Well, I've mentioned it to other people, and they've said situations like when they were in Borneo or somewhere like that, and they'd be drinking something really cold, often they'd stomach cramps or something similar to that.
Do you know what? I'm going to try this out.
They say brain freeze, don't they?
Yeah.
But that's
icy, icy cold,
isn't it? Yeah, it's really cold, yeah.
But that's a different kind of cold, isn't it?
Well, I mean, other countries, they do different forms of hydrotherapy, didn't they? They jump into something hot and then jump into something cold.
We'll talk more in a moment. We're going to take a break, have a quick cold beer, and then we'll come back.
Right.
Hopefully with a bit of brain freeze.
The Lunchtime Social Debate, brought to you by Real Employment Law Advice, your legal lighthouse guiding you through a sea of employment law. A solicitor's firm with a difference. Go to realemploymentlawadvice.co.uk for more information.
Across the Isle of Wight and across the world, this is Vectis Radio.
Have you looked at your carpets lately? Are they fit to be seen, or do they let you down? Or maybe they could really do with a freshening up to get rid of some of those stains and smells. Whatever the problem with your carpets, curtains, or upholstery, you need ChemDry first. Call us for a quote on 295 518. No matter what the material, be it leather, cotton or silk, ChemDry first have the tools, training and experience to ensure they look their best. All cleaning products are 100% safe and non-toxic. Call 295 518 or go to www.chemdryfirst.co.uk to book a free quotation and claim your free can of spot remover. We offer a no quibble money back guarantee on every job, so you have nothing to lose. That number again is 295 518.
Having problems with your phone, or are your electrics on the blink? Maybe you need your appliances or your building wiring tested, or just a light fitted. Westwhite Audio and Electrical Services can help you. For friendly, reliable service, call Kelvin on 754666 or click westwhiteaudio.co.uk. All island coverage.
The House of Chili is located at Hollier's Barn in Branston, between Princelet Shoot and Thompson Garden Centre. We stock a vast array of chili-related products from the Isle of Wight. Chili balsamics, relishes, chutneys, marmalades, sweets, snacks, dried mixes, and a vast array of hot sauces from the Isle of Wight and around the world. We have sample tables to taste a wide variety of products. Looking for that unique present? How about a House of Chili gift pack or one of our luxury hampers? Check out www.houseofchili.com. Ideal gifts for the chili lover in your life.
Want to beat the NHS waiting times and be seen by an experienced physiotherapist? If you have an injury, ongoing pain or just want some advice, contact Physiocare and Sports Injury Clinic today. We are the largest and oldest physiotherapy practice on the island, with three practices in Ryde, Bembridge and Cowes, and our aim is to see people within 48 hours. We're registered providers for all the major UK insurance companies. Let our enthusiastic team help you. Contact our friendly and knowledgeable practice manager Rachel on 01983 812 576, or by email manager@physio-care.com, or on our website physio-care.com.
This is Vectis Radio, the Isle of Wight's local community station. Vectis Radio was set up on the 23rd of January 2010. We are a community radio station which promotes local businesses, events, charities, whilst also giving opportunities for people of all ages to broadcast live internet radio. The station pays for itself by offering affordable but competitive advertising rates to local companies. For more information, call our sales team on 01983 527 733 or email vectisradiomarketing@gmail.com. Vectis Radio is based at the Riverside Centre in Newport, right at the heart of the island. This is Vectis Radio, for the people, by the people.
Hey there, Vectis Radio listeners, this is Dazza D. Just a little message to remind you that the lock-in from 7 every Saturday for my mashup. I'll be bringing you the UK Dance Chart Top 10 Lowdown, classic floor fillers, and a huge bundle of quality dance tunes, new and old. So make sure you lock in with me, Dazza D, every Saturday from 7pm, right here on Vectis Radio. Get locked in.
Stay social and get in touch. Give us a call on 01983 240 666 or add us on Skype. It's vectis.radio. The World Wide Web never felt so local.
The Lunchtime Social Debate, brought to you by Real Employment Law Advice, your legal lighthouse guiding you through a sea of employment law. A solicitor's firm with a difference. Go to realemploymentlawadvice.co.uk for more information.
Okay, so we've got Jason in, and Jason's in talking about... We've been talking about water for the last little while, and we've got about sort of 10 minutes. I think what we should do is continue to talk about water and then maybe come back and talk about the feet thing. Okay. Because otherwise, because there's a few things that we need to answer, and that is Dame Shirley's just asked you a question about washing her cherries under the tap.
Not only my cherries,
your grapes as well.
My grapes as well.
Okay, so is that should she do that? And if so, has she given herself a problem?
Well, I should imagine it's a good idea. Well, it is a good idea to wash fruit, isn't it, and veg because of the chemicals used in the growing process. But I was saying, wasn't I, about the difference between tap water and alkaline water. There was an experiment done. I've seen it online twice. Two bowls of water. One had got tap water. One had got alkaline water. They both got the same number of cherry tomatoes in. And after around about 20 minutes, the water that was the alkaline water had changed colour. It looked as though it absorbed dirt almost, whereas the tap water and the tomatoes in that bowl looked exactly the same. So obviously the alkaline water had done something to, well, take out probably
all the pesticides or whatever they put on the fruit and the veg.
I would guess so,
yeah.
So that was certainly impressive. I've seen that twice.
Is that good or bad?
Well, I suppose if you're going to cleanse something, that's
When the water's changing colour, is that good or bad?
Good.
So I know. So that's good.
Taking all the things away from the fruit, which shouldn't be there. Am I right, Jason?
Yeah.
Because you know they put pesticides and things on to kill. You know.
I'm with you now.
Yeah.
I just wanted to clarify.
That's got to be what it's doing. It's cleansing that way.
So you were actually cleaning the chair in a bowl of water.
Well, they just let them soak for 20 minutes.
20 minutes.
Yeah.
Without cleaning them.
That's right.
Yeah. And just all the colour. That's the reason why it changed colour. I just want to clarify that.
Yeah.
That's fascinating.
It is.
Okay. You've got a pair of headphones there. Try not to disturb that microphone. Apologies. It's really temperamental for some reason. Reason why I want to put some headphones on is because there is somebody on the other end of this telephone who wants to ask you a question.
Okay.
Hi, who's this?
Yeah, sorry. Very, very quick, serious question here for our fellow with water.
Yeah.
Bearing in mind what the Isle of Wight water's like, do you think that drinking Isle of Wight water, such and obviously having it in your clothes and on your food, do you think that's putting far too much calcium into our bodies, i.e. in my case, sealing up all my joints?
I was struggling to hear there, but were you saying drinking Isle of Wight water might over-calcify?
Well, that's what I'm concerned about, yeah, because I never used to have a problem with my joints until I moved to the island.
Well, I would say when you boil the kettle and you get that limescale form in the kettle, that's calcium and magnesium, as far as I'm aware, or limescale.
Yeah.
So therefore, you've probably got a very good point there. I'm reluctant to say yes, I agree, because I'm not an absolute expert. I've picked things up from here and there, and I reckon you're probably right.
Well, it was the only conclusion I could come to.
Yeah. And, of course, people have had experiences where the kettle does for more, depending on where you live. I've had experience of that. So, tentatively, I'd agree, actually.
There you go. Shirley now knows why I creak and groan.
That old age, that is.
It's not. It's the water. I've been saying this all along. It's the flipping water.
Well, it is a material that the filtration removes. So
that could give us like arthritis then, you know?
It's not just the drinking, is it? You wash your fruit and vegetables in it. You wash your clothes in it.
Yeah.
That is true. That is definitely true. And now I'm pressing this microphone, this thing on my ear. I can't concentrate. But you're right in mentioning
about headphones, by the way. Before you get any ideas.
Oh, that's fair.
It's away from me.
the application of water with its various bits and pieces in goes far and wide. I mean, I don't brush my teeth with tap water. I use alkaline water. I don't actually use fluoride toothpaste anyway, but that's another story. So, I'm quite careful and...
But how do you wash your face, Josh?
I don't.
You don't?
No, I don't bother.
You just leave it?
Yeah, I can't use soap because as a kid it erupted. And if I did get hot and sweaty, I'd just wipe it off with a tissue, preferably, and that's it.
Here's a quick question for you. Have you got any links with South Wales?
Not South Wales, no.
Because you said toothpaste.
Tough.
Oh, okay. Tooth, tough. Whatever.
No, I think it's Birmingham, isn't it?
Well near.
Up there, tooth. Tooth is a very South Wales thing. And up in Manchester, they don't say anything, ain't got any. Right, but I've got to go. I've got a great big drink of water here in front of me.
Oh, that's what you just ended with it then.
The door now.
Don't have it too cold.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you get a stomach cramp, all right?
Good luck.
Okay.
Thanks for your call, Arthur.
Bye-bye.
Cheers
bye.
Now. Bye. Okay, fascinating. I mean, we've kind of got a couple of minutes left, but it is very interesting. There's a couple of questions I've got to ask you, though. You know, when you started all of this, what was your reasoning behind it? At the end of the day, what's the output? What's the final? You want to live longer? You want to be healthier? And are you?
Well, first of all, I didn't look it up. It found its way to me. All these things have come my way. It might sound a bit strange, but these things cropped up, and I sort of put two and two together. And latterly, I'm going to try and make a business out of it because people will benefit. Mm. I've already had the feedback. So ultimately, I think that my health has improved. And you've said my skin looks better, and it certainly does feel normal and hydrated.
Yeah.
Stop it, Sherry.
Nice and soft.
You like that?
So, my other question is that you know, at the moment, if what you're saying is absolutely true about the water that we pay for on a daily basis, people like you ought to be standing up and being counted and going back to these people because you're intelligent enough to do it. If we go back, we'd be lost because we wouldn't know what we were talking about, but you do. So it's people like you that should be highlighting these issues. You know, and if they are true, then somebody needs to do something about it, because obviously it's going to give lots of people lots of problems. Look at the guy that was just on the phone. He's got problems with his joints. Mm-hmm. Other people might have problems elsewhere. Now, I'm not pointing the finger at water companies. What I am saying is that maybe people like you ought to ask the question, and ask the question publicly, so they've got to answer it, so we become more knowledgeable about it.
Well, that's certainly a good point.
Because then I would look at you and I'd think, right, okay, because there's this guy that's got this wonderful idea. He's got all his contraptions around his house. He's keeping it all for himself, and he's okay. You know, look at his lovely skin. Look at ours. Look at Shirley's. I mean, I know she's looking all right for 110, but do you know what I mean? All joking aside, I'm thinking it's people like you that ought to be standing up, asking that question for sure, and making it a little bit clearer and putting them under a little bit of pressure, making sure that they come back to us, because after all, we're paying a lot of money for our water.
Well, that's true. Certainly a lot of people who have experienced nice water have confirmed the difference, both the taste and they feel better, their hair is silkier, their skin is better. I'd imagine that a lot of people have already contested and tried to work with the water people. So that's quite a big nut to crack, really, whereas the short-term answer is, come and buy one of my machines and you'll be fine.
Okay. Well, but then people are going to ask that. So they're going to ask the same questions again, aren't they? Why should we buy this when we've got water coming out the tap that we're already paying for? And just say, for instance, you start a campaign. Yes, okay, they might point the finger at you and say, no, he only wants to sell his gear, doesn't he? That's all he wants to do. But if we can prove that, hey, look, what we're drinking out of the tap needs to have, you know, something done to it, because otherwise you're going to give yourselves all sorts of problems. Try it. You know, try the skin thing, the silky hair, that sort of thing. Arthur talking about his joints. I say, you know, that's the one thing that I think you should definitely do. Highlight the point. Because I think people will be interested in it. I've heard so many people say exactly the same thing about the issues with the water. And, you know, I don't understand. I'd say to my wife every day when I have a shower, and she'll say, oh, you got to, we have this thing that scrapes all the water down, this rubber thing scrapes all the water down, because if you don't do it, you end up with all these like white flowery marks up and down the glass in the wall and on the tiles.
And I
say to the wife, why should I do that? Why should I have to do that? And this is the reason why. I leave it for a day. There it is. There's the reason. So I do it. And it'd be nice not to have to.
Well, there we are. You can actually see what is in the water there, can't you? And it does dry hard, doesn't it?
Yeah, definitely.
And it is difficult to remove. And that's going in us orally through the mouth and via our skin.
Jason, we've got to go. Give us some details very quickly. We can get hold of you where? In Shanklin, the shop? What's the website?
Isle of Wight Feet, and that's in Cross Street, Shanklin. And the phone number is 864444, and it's iwfeet.co.uk.
Okay.
So everything's on there.
Brilliant. Thanks for coming in. We'll see you again. Talk about your feet, all right?
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. It's almost 1 o'clock. Stand by, because Kevin's on the way.